Hey yo, peace. This your man, Honorable October 9. This is the Art of Thinking Out Loud.live Common Sense Analytics. Just want to talk about weaponization of society. I know y'all like, what the hell is he talking about? The weaponization of society. Well, when I say the weaponization of society, I'm talking about like how everything that we do on a day-to-day basis has now been manipulated to become a divisive compound of different things that keep us apart from one another. Men and women don't get along. You know, heterosexual and, you know, homosexual people don't get along. Black and white, racial issues, everything. Democrats and Republicans. We're always put at different ends of a spectrum. They weaponize everything. Everything has been weaponized, from relationships to food to just everyday life. And I want to start this conversation talking about relationships. Let's talk about how women have been weaponized in society. And not just against men, not just against men, not just against, you know, straight men and you know, shit like that, just men in general. I've noticed that there's an attack on heterosexual men. It's like, if you're not somebody who has a fluid lifestyle, or you're not homosexual, then it's like, what we consider masculinity, what we consider manhood, everything that makes us a man has now been considered toxic. When you start introducing words like the word toxic into the lexicon on just an everyday basis, it becomes a trigger word. And when I say trigger word, I'm talking about instantly when somebody says something is toxic, or they say somebody is toxic, it becomes a situation where people get very offensive. It makes people uncomfortable. And when you can attribute that word to something that comes naturally to little boys, then little boys don't want to become men. When you tell them that their masculinity is toxic, you create an atmosphere where you have young, impressionable, and developing little boys who no longer want to be heterosexual men. They look at their fathers in a negative light, their grandfathers in a negative light. Any man that's ever had an authoritative role in their life, they take as being toxic. Meanwhile, on the other end of the spectrum, we have women walking around, you know, half naked, claiming they're a boss. You know, I ain't never seen so many butt naked ass bosses, you know, who ain't got shit but a handful of crinkled up dollars on the floor of a fucking strip club. It's like, man, we just gotta be honest sometime. We can't try not to hurt people's feelings and everything. If we're gonna come to a solution, then we have to come to a real solution. We have to address these problems head on. And one big problem is, I don't want people to think I got something against adult entertainment. I got something against strippers. I got something against porn. I got something against all that. You do what you want to do as an adult. But when these things are now something that's being promoted to children, or it's being promoted as part of pop culture, popular culture, then I call this the dark web seeping into or coming to the surface. It's seeping into our just everyday life, everyday things, because some of the stuff that we see every day right now going on, this used to only be activities that you would see on the dark web. Hey, I'm just keeping it real. A lot of this stuff was only on the dark web a couple years ago. Now it's out in the open. It's entertainment. A lot of these horror movies, like the new Saw movie, and like, you know, just Saw in general. This is stuff that goes on the dark web for real, for real. People get unalived. People get all type of stuff on there. You know, you see people get violated. You see men, women, children be violated. You see people that have been missing. You see all type of things. And I'm starting to notice that these things are now showing up more on just our regular everyday internet. You know, and I know why this is happening. It's a form of damage control, because people that they consider conspiracy theorists, like myself, we've been picking apart these things for years. We've been picking apart all of this stuff for like the last 25 years easy. You know, so when something happens, we could kind of, even if we don't know 100%, we're always more than like 60, 75% of the truth, we're there. And then usually it's weeks, months, sometime even years later, we're validated. You know, I've yet to see us be wrong. Honestly, those that they call conspiracy theorists, man, are rarely ever wrong nowadays. So this is why all of our entertainment has now been weaponized against conspiracy theorists. Meaning, in every movie that you see, they mention the Illuminati. In every movie, you see them performing rituals. In every movie, oh, and now what you see a lot going on, everybody's wearing masks. I ain't talking about the prosthetic mask, as I talk about, which, you know, Master of Disguise for the CIA, Jonah Mendez, talked about for, you know, 26, 27 years. No, I'm not talking about those masks. I'm talking about just the regular Halloween mask, the little mask you put on your face, reminiscent of the movie Eyes Wide Shut. This is now popular. Why is this popular? Because you have to soften the effect of movies like Eyes Wide Shut. If you make it trivial, if you make it menial, if you make it just something that people look at as being entertainment, people don't realize that this is an actual situation, that these are actual rituals, that these are actual things that happen, and people won't take it serious. You know, I talk about Hollywood a lot. That's like my main concentration. I talk about how, you know, Hollywood ties into all of this. And the reason I focus so much on like Hollywood, oh, I'm still talking about weaponization. Don't get me wrong, just walk with me. The reason I talk about Hollywood so much is because Hollywood is where they take these weaponized points and they make them entertainment. Hollywood turns everything into entertainment. Y'all ain't noticed that? We see movies, we got horror movies where people get slaughtered. People get unalived in all kinds of ways. And we pay money to watch it. This is dark web activity. We see women get violated on movies. Know what I'm saying? And it's looked at as entertainment. Like in Players Club, you know, we saw a woman get violated. And it's like, you know, even though people will say, oh, well, they were showing the dangers of, you know, of being a stripper and stuff like that, yada, yada, yada. Well, listen, let me tell you something. Most things in society, going back to the weaponization, most things in society that they even tell you they're putting out as being markers or reminders, or being something you're supposed to learn from. Come on, man. This shit is a double-sided coin. It's a two-edged sword. It's like, in one breath, they're telling you that, you know, they're against something. Yet at the same time, they show it to you as entertainment. You know, they tell you stop the violence. Yet every week, 6-7 new violent movies come out. You know, they tell you they're against drugs. When it's like right now, I could turn on like what? VH1, BET, any of the other networks, and I can watch shows like American Gangster Trap Queens, where you're seeing black women that used to sell drugs and do all type of scams. You know, this is why I say this is how they make something a double-edged sword, meaning you're supposed to be learning from these women's mistakes. But instead, this shit is basically being promoted. Every single episode I watch of like Trap Queens sounds like a how-to to scam, a how-to to sell dope, a how-to to get into illegal activities. And then at the end of the show, what do they show you? They show you these women living it up. These women are now millionaires. They're driving Rolls Royces, BMWs. They have businesses. They become advocates for, like, you know, violence and for rape, incest, all type of other things. Meanwhile, that's like 5 minutes of the story, but the other 55 minutes was this program promoting this woman's, you know, bad lifestyle that led to her being incarcerated. But when you watch the show, these women are bragging. These women are bragging on just how good they were at selling drugs. Same as it was with the guys. You know, so I ask you, where are we? We're in bizarro world. Nothing makes sense. Nothing makes sense. Cause on the same note, and the reason I say I wanted to start with like women is because a nation can rise no higher than its woman. Women are the most important people in society. Yeah, I said it. And the reason I say women are some of the most important people in society, arguably, is because they give birth to all of us. And if the people that are giving birth to all of us are corrupted in thinking that, oh, a relationship doesn't work out, I'll just pay this little $500 and snatch this little shit up out of me. Stem cells for Big Pharma. Body parts for Big Pharma. Melanin for Big Pharma. You know, see, we rarely ever see the bigger picture. You know, when they want to get something promoted, they don't go to men. Y'all ain't noticed that? Men have no voice nowadays. Everything is about women. When they want to push something on society, they use women now because they know women listen to other women. And since all men come from women, we listen to women. Some people say, oh man, ain't nobody listening to them. Yes, you are. Know what I'm saying? Yes, you are. You know, that's the way this thing works out. So if you weaponize the women, if you create a class and society of women that no longer like themselves, because we start putting wigs on like little girls when they're shit, little girls in their damn single digits. So by the time these little girls are like 14, 15 years old, they don't know what the hell they damn natural hair look like until they washing glue and other bullshit out of it so they can put a wig on top of it and big ass eyelashes, a face full of makeup, lipstick, tight ass revealing clothes, ass cheeks hanging out, high heel shoes. Everybody look like streetwalkers and strippers. But as a man, I'm not allowed to say that because they say that I'm attacking women when I do. I don't give a fuck. No, I'm being honest. I'm a father. I'm a grandfather. I'm supposed to have an opinion of the women that's around that are gonna be influences on my grandbabies. See, but a lot of people don't want to take personal accountability, personal responsibility to, you know, respond to what they see in society the way that I am. You know, I just watched an interview with Rainwater, Mo3's former manager, and he was talking about how rappers like Lotto, Glorilla, and, you know, Sexy Red, Sukihana, all them have messed up the rap game for women. I agree. They have messed it up because none of these women know about Queen Latifah. And y'all can say what you want about Latifah. Oh, man, she a lesbian, so-and-so, this and that. That ain't got nothing to do with the body of work she put out. She put out a body of work that was empowering to women. You know, specifically our women, melanated women, quote unquote black women. She put out a body of work empowering, only to look up 25, 30 years later and see it all get undone by my pussy pink, my booty hole brown. You know, ladies first, unity, I want to know what love is. Like, you know, all of that, man. It's like, come on, man. It's like we don't even hear women mention love anymore. Only time I hear women mention love in music now is saying that they don't love something. And y'all don't see what's wrong with that? Our women teach us how to love. You learn how to love from your mother. But if we have a society of women that are no longer nurturing, their nature is no longer nurturing, and they're willing to spend $500 to rip this little nigga out of here, as they say, then now you see where the hell the love has went. These women don't have love in their hearts. They don't even speak love. Words sound power. Learn that from the Rastas. Know what I'm saying? Words sound power. You speak things into existence. This is why I tell people, watch what you say when it comes to yourself. You know, always talk yourself up. Talk good about yourself. Don't weaponize your words against yourself. Don't talk about how you're broke. Don't talk about how you're sad, you're a loser, you're this, you're that. All of this shit that you hear on the songs on the radio, it becomes an internalized almost trigger. It becomes like virtue signaling. You know, we hear this music and then it's like the average person going about day to day has a not so good attitude. You know, it's like it's now a thing for women to walk around and be petty with an attitude, look down on people, look down on not just men, but like other women. You know, I remember when there was a time when it's like women gave each other compliments more often. You know, older women used to, you know, younger women used to love to talk to older women because they wanted to become those older women one day. These young girls nowadays, everybody talk about, oh man, this old bitch, old nigga, this old that, old that, old that. Y'all consider 30 years old, old. Well, y'all consider 30 years progressed, matured as old. If 30 is old, then that means you plan on dying young. You don't have a life. You've been given so much party culture, so much partying bullshit, so much nonsense. You've eaten so much processed foods. You've had so many convenient microwave-ass relationships. You don't read. And when you do read, all you read is fucking magazines and you read blogs about, you know, celebrity news. Y'all don't read tech news. You don't read science. You don't read about health. You don't read about what's going on around you. You don't take the time out to try to learn new vocabulary words. Instead, we use the same third, fourth grade education, just like Bill Cooper talked about in the book, Behold a Pale Horse. The same third and fourth grade education. We've all been weaponized in this artificial womb, as he said. They create these atmospheres. But yo, we're going to continue this conversation a little later. But this is your man, Honorable October 9. This is the Art of Thinking Out Loud.live Common Sense Analytics. And I'll see y'all in a few. Peace.